Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew chapter 13, then verse 33. Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven which a woman took and hid, please underline hid, in 3 measures of meal, underline 3 measures of meal, till it was all leavened. Hallelujah. So the subject is the sweet influences of the kingdom. The word kingdom is a cocktail of 2 words, king and then dominion. Now we know that the king is Jesus or God. What about the dominion or the domain? The domain is talking about a place of his influence. Now you cannot talk about the king without talking about his dominion. You cannot do that. And you cannot talk about the dominion without talking about the king. That is why in etymology, the study of words, in the formation of the word kingdom, they put the two together. The king and his dominion should be one. Jesus and his kingdom arrangement is one. They are inseparable. Because if you separate the dominion, then he is not a king. And if you talk about his dominion or his domain, there must be a king. Hallelujah. Now, in the parable of the wheat and tares, we learned that the earthly kingdom is the world. In other words, his dominion or his domain is the world where human beings are. We talk about the world as his geographical domain. Geographical domain. Now, we want to break the geographical domain down further. And that is what this parable is about. What we are doing in this series of teaching about the 7 parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13 is to mine, extract, dig out some kingdom truths which Jesus Christ has hidden in the parables, which is revealed unto people that he wants to reveal to, like you and I. Hallelujah. So what we are going to do is to further break down the dominion of Jesus, and I want us still to retain the imagery, the picture of the wheat and the tares. The wheat and the tares. The wheat referring to the sons of the kingdom, and sons is used generically to include women, the children of the kingdom, all right? And then the tares referring to religious people, all right? Now, if you bear in mind the fact that you are metaphorically wheat, you are a child of the kingdom, then you know that the wheat has to be milled. When the wheat is milled by the Holy Spirit, who is the miller, we get a flour for cooking. All right? So in this parable, Jesus Christ teaches us that the kingdom of God or heaven is like yeast, which a woman took, hid it in 3 measures of meal. The meal there in the Greek is flour for cooking. Alright? So this woman takes the kingdom of God, which is yeast, and then puts it in flour. What is the purpose? So that the flour will rise. The flour is not supposed to stay down. The flour, which is us, who have been processed by the Holy Spirit, who is the miller, is not supposed to stay down. The flour is supposed to do what? To rise up. Rise above the level that all human beings are. To live the high life, the above life of the kingdom. So you need to apply living, which is the kingdom truths, to make you to rise to your full potential practically. The woman took the yeast, which is the kingdom truths, and then you inject it into what? Your life. So that as the flower, you are going to rise up to your full potential practically. You will not stay down. Now, you know that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body, right? So, when you take the kingdom truths, you should first of all inject it into your spirit, which is your real you, your spirit. So that what will happen to your spirit is that your spirit will rise up. Rise up to do what? Rise up to perform the functions that the spirit, the human spirit, is supposed to perform in your life. For example, the human spirit is the one that God will contact. His word will come to your spirit. Hallelujah. And God speaks to your spirit. You are supposed to be led by the conscience, which is the voice of your spirit. Hallelujah. So for your spirit to perform its function and help you in this life, you need the kingdom truths to apply to your spirit. Then, first of all, you become born again. You become born again. So your spirit is taken care of. Your spirit is transformed, as it were, is made better. Hallelujah. By the kingdom truths or by the living. So I want us to understand something, that our spirits as believers, it rises up to perform its functions through being assured, through assurance. Look at Isaiah chapter 51 verse 16. Through assurance, your spirit rises up, because your spirit is created in true holiness and in the true image of God. That is what the Bible says. Your spirit is perfect, so to speak. Your spirit is a brand new spirit that has no past. The spirit is perfect. Okay? If you look at Isaiah chapter 51 verse 16, the Bible tells us that I have put my word in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand for a purpose, says that I may plan the heavens or make the kingdom system real and practical in this earth domain. Lay the foundations of the earth. Planting the kingdom is laying the foundations of the earth. And look at the last part of that verse, Isaiah 51, 16. And say to Zion, you are my people. In bringing the kingdom into our practical life, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that God wants us to say to Zion or the church that you are my people. It's just to assure the people of Zion. It's just to assure the believer that you are the righteousness of God. It's just to assure the believer that you have the anointing within you. And you don't need any man, so to speak, to teach you. But the same anointing guides you and makes you to know where you must go and what you must do. Hallelujah. So God wants us that our spirit will become rest assured. When your spirit is rest assured, your human spirit is rest assured, that it can rise up to perform its function. Hallelujah. That is why you must know that you are forgiven. That is why you must know that you are a victor in Christ. That is why you must know that you are a finished product. That is why you must know that you are more than a conqueror. That is why you must know that you have the wisdom of God. You have the holiness of God. Just because Jesus is your wisdom and Jesus is your holiness. Hallelujah. It's wonderful for Zion to be assured. Assured of what? Assured of the fact that God in Christ has done many things for us already. We have been perfected already. Hallelujah. That is the perfection that is in our spirits. And that is the assurance that we need in order for us to make the heaven which is high practical or come down practically in our earthly walk, our day-to-day life. Hallelujah. Now, after you have applied the living to your spirit, you know that then your spirit retains the kingdom. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke chapter 17, verse 21 or so. Now, you have to take the same living and apply it to your soul, because the woman applied it to what? 3 measures of flour, so that all of the flour will rise up. Your soul, which is made up of your will, your mind, and your emotion, must be injected with kingdom truths, kingdom mindset. You need to have kingdom mindset in your mind. Hallelujah. Kingdom understanding, kingdom mentality. Why? So that your mind will rise from the floor. It will rise up from the ground level. Wonderful. Because sometimes our minds can be like the minds of people who are the ground level, unbelievers. Look at the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace. Please underline with grace. You see, the words of Jesus, as you know, they are the kingdom truths that he tried to teach using parables, so that some people will see and they won't see, and some people will see and they will see. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So he says that let these kingdom truths, let the words of Christ, the words of Jesus, the kingdom word, he says that let it dwell richly in you in all wisdom. In other words, you see, wisdom is a practical application of knowledge. The words, the kingdom truths, must be in you in wisdom so that you can apply it practically. Hallelujah. It must so be in your understanding, your mentality, your mind, which is the first part of your soul, in such a way that if you open your mouth, you even be singing kingdom truths out of your heart, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Why with grace? Because grace is an element of the kingdom arrangement. So there is no way you can have the words of Christ and not have grace over there. Hallelujah. Says that let it be like that. Your mind is so saturated with the kingdom truths, you must feed your life on it. If there are any things that your mind must be rich in, it must be the kingdom truths. There can be other truths that you have, scientific truths, other religious truths. That's okay, but you should not be rich in that. Where you have to be rich in are the words of Jesus. Why? Because they are the kingdom words. He brought the word of the kingdom, and he said that you have heard it said all this while, but I am saying something unto you. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. It must saturate your mind. Now, when the kingdom truth saturates your mind, it helps you to be kingdom-minded about everything. Kingdom-minded about your work, secular work. Kingdom-minded about church. Kingdom-minded about life. Kingdom-minded about your family. Kingdom-minded about your giving. Kingdom-minded about your business. Kingdom-minded about everything. Your mind is saturated with the truth of the kingdom of God. The living must be hidden in your mind to live in the mind. Now, the second component of your soul is your will. Colossians 3, 1 to 3. Your will needs to be saturated with kingdom truths. When kingdom truth saturates your will rise up. It will not be on the floor. It will rise up from the level of all men. And you begin to have heavenly desires. You desire for heaven. Colossians 3:1 says that we should set our affection. Look at verse 2. Set our affection on things above. Let your desires be on things above, not on things on the earth. So you apply the living and you rise up from the ground level and you begin to have holy desires, desires for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Desires for the kingdom brand of issues, because for every sector of human life there is a kingdom truth to live in that sector, and you need to pick it and inject it in your desires so that your desires become for the kingdom brand of issues. Some people, their desires have been so damaged that they don't desire anything. They don't desire well-being. Well-being is in heaven, so why don't you desire it on this earth?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. You must desire your will. Your desires must rise up. You see, it should not be on living. It should be living by the kingdom truth so that it will rise up and you desire the beautiful things of heaven. You expect the beautiful things of heaven in your life. Desire it. Don't let your desire be flat on living. They ask you, what do you want? You say, I don't want anything. What are you after? Well, anything goes. No, it shouldn't be anything goes. Your desire must rise up. The yeast must live in it and let it rise up from the ground level where you say that, well, anything goes, to a place where you say, I desire this thing because healing is in heaven. I desire it. No matter how people say that, well, we are humans and sickness will be part of us, I still desire the healthy living of heaven. Then your desires have been injected by the kingdom truths, you know, your will, your desire, so that it has risen up for the kingdom brand of issues. The third component of your soul that must receive the leaven or the yeast or kingdom truths is your emotions. Your emotions, in summary, is talking about your relationships. Your relationships. Hallelujah. Your relationship must be wonderful, above that of unbelievers. Unbelievers, they sometimes do tit for tat, full of envy. They don't have compassion. They don't forgive one another. But when the kingdom truths have injected into your emotions, you don't do tit for tat. He doesn't greet me, so I meet you, I won't greet him. You see, he's my friend. He's not my friend. He's my enemy. There is nobody who is your enemy. Hallelujah. You can forgive one another. It's wonderful, isn't it? You can refuse to envy people and be just happy with where God has sown you. Just be content with your life and do what God has asked you to do. Compassionate. Let your emotions be healed. Now, that is the second place that the woman took the kingdom truths or the living, and then he pushed it into a second place called the soul. The final place is your body. In other words, kingdom truths must affect your physical life. You must be able to taste heaven on earth in a certain way. I said taste heaven on earth in a certain way, so that you have heavenly places on this earth, heavenly places in your family. Hallelujah. Your physical life will not be down. When we come into your physical life, we must be able to see the fruit, the 12 fruit of the kingdom, such as kingdom joy, kingdom peace, kingdom prosperity, kingdom righteousness, kingdom presence of God, kingdom prosperity, kingdom power, kingdom love. It must all be shooting out. Physically, we must see it in your life. Hallelujah. So these are the three flour, F-L-O-U-R, that you must let the kingdom truths affect. Three measures of meal or of flour until the whole thing, your spiritual life, your social life, your physical life has been living on kingdomized. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it? God wants to have dominion over your spirit, dominion over your soul, dominion over your body life or your physical life. That is the place of his rule. Wonderful. I want to show you something, and we are going to end very soon. I want to show you that in a similar way, we have to apply the kingdom to this world. The world is what? The world is his earthly kingdom. So we must take the kingdom truth and then inject it into this world. Just as you are a son of the kingdom, you are the wheat that was mailed to flour, and they took the living kingdom truth and pushed it into your spiritual life, your mental life, or your soulish life, and then your body. This earth is also God's earthly kingdom. But it also needs kingdom truth to be injected into it. Do you understand? Just as you are a son of the kingdom, and then the kingdom truths were injected into the three aspects of your life. The earth is God's kingdom, but it needs to be fed. The earth needs to be fed with kingdom truths. It must fill our earth. The knowledge of the glory of God must fill this earth as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32. The Bible says, Paul said that he doesn't give any offense to any man. And then he breaks down how God sees mankind, the spiritual way God sees mankind, giving no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or the Gentiles or to the church of God. Hallelujah. These are the three measures of meal also that the kingdom truth must be fed to. So you must feed the kingdom truth first of all to who? Jews, just as Jesus Christ did. Apostle Paul did the same thing in Acts chapter 28, verse 23. The Bible says that the Jewish people came. Let's quickly look at that scripture. So when they had appointed Paul a day, many Jews came to him at his lodging. They came to his house, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God. He explained the kingdom. He testified of the kingdom, persuading them concerning Jesus. I told you that you cannot separate Jesus from his kingdom arrangement. Okay? So persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. So from morning till evening, Apostle Paul in his house, people were coming to him. They were Jews, and he was explaining the kingdom. He was testifying of the kingdom and explaining the kingdom, telling them about Jesus and his kingdom arrangement from morning till evening. It's wonderful. It's not 30 minutes in church. From morning till evening. So the Bible says that their reaction was that some believed, some did not believe. Some said that, oh, it's a sect. Some did not believe. And so Paul said to them, in you is fulfilled the saying that Jesus Christ quoted in Matthew 13, that seeing you will see and not perceive. Hearing you will hear and not understand. When they heard that, the Apostle Paul, the Bible says, he turned to Gentiles. Look at verse 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him. Who are these all? He's talking about Gentiles, because the Jews had refused the kingdom. And so he turns to the Gentiles. Verse 31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus with confidence. Look at the way Acts of the Apostles ends. It doesn't end, because we are still in Acts of the Apostles. It began with Jesus in Acts 1:3, teaching for 40 days continuous about things pertaining to the kingdom. At end with Apostle Paul for 2 years in his house, people will come to him and he will teach them things concerning the kingdom of God, persuading them about who? Jesus and his kingdom arrangement. For 2 years, nobody forbidding him. Act has not ended. We need to continue this work. Hallelujah. So you see that kingdom truth must be sent to Jews. Kingdom truth must be sent to who? Gentiles or non-Jews. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32, the third category of people who must receive the living or the kingdom truth are the church of God. Jews, Gentiles, and the church of God. The church of God is also a nation. So if you take this world that must receive the living or kingdom truth, you can break the world down in spiritual terms. This is how you break the world down. Not after the manner of, well, Africa and this and this and that. You know, Australia, Togo, and all those people who want to secede, you know, and all that artificial barriers. You know, you can break it. It's best broken into natural barriers. But in spiritual things, God knows Jews, non-Jews, and the church. These three make up this earthly kingdom, this world. Okay, so the church is also a nation. 1 Peter 2:9 says that we are a holy nation. So the church of God must receive the kingdom arrangement, kingdom truth. You must take the living and push it there. Push it there. And you and I, we are capable of doing it. As I end, let me talk to you small about the way that the kingdom operates. Says that the woman took the living or the yeast, the kingdom truth, and injected it into three measures of meal: the spirit, soul, and body of humans, and then Jews, Gentiles, the church of God. But how does it operate? Says a woman took it and hid it. Can we all say hide? He hid it. Matthew 13 verse 33. In three measures of meal. The kingdom of God, it comes in a subliminal way. In other words, it doesn't come suddenly. As you go ahead to inject kingdom truths, it will not happen suddenly. It will not be living suddenly. It's a process. Can we all say a process? It's a gradual process, like yeast is rising or causing flour or dough to rise. It's a gradual process. Sometimes at our blind sight, it doesn't make noise when it's rising. But before you can say jack, the whole thing has been living. That's how the kingdom arrangement operates. You have to teach it, inject it, inject it, inject it. It will look like nobody understands anything. It will look like you are speaking gibberish. But inject it, inject it, inject it, inject it. You need the patience of Jesus for this. Look at Revelations 1:9. The Apostle John, he said that he was a companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patience of Jesus. Three things: tribulation of Jesus, the kingdom of Jesus, and the patience of Jesus. Says that I am a companion, I enjoy, I am a partaker of the tribulation of Jesus, of the kingdom of Jesus, and of the patience of Jesus. Why do you need the patience of Jesus? Jesus did all his teaching, and the people, even the apostles, they didn't even understand. And then he left them. He opened their eyes in Luke chapter 24 to teach them things concerning himself and his kingdom arrangement. For 40 days, he will camp them and he will teach them the kingdom of God. Even they were getting it wrong along the line. It takes patience. Hallelujah. But you have to continue. Inject it. Inject it, inject it, rejected. Do you know why Jesus Christ came around and he didn't have a church? I'm not saying that it's wrong to have churches. I have to be careful now. It's not wrong to have a church. But you see, Jesus didn't have posts. He was an ordinary Jew. He didn't have posts in the Jewish society. Yet still, he kingdomized his world. This is how he wants us to do. Whether you are a worship leader, you are a pastor, you have a church building, or no church building, you can still live in your life and your society around you. Hallelujah. You don't need singers to do that. You don't need instrumentalists to do that. Look at the example of Apostle Paul. In his lodging, he was injecting kingdom truths. When people come to him, he is injecting kingdom truths. Sometimes for 2 years, he is doing it. Sometimes from morning till evening, he is doing it. Hallelujah. What is Jesus trying to teach us? That we do not need to have microphone before we can teach it. You don't have to be a pastor with a church building and singers and elders before, just like he did it. You can be a single person in your family and you can inject your own life, your mind, your life, your community, your society. When you get a chance, fine, publicly, privately, do it. Hallelujah. You do not need the crowd to do it, because it comes subliminally, quietly, without making waves. You and I, we can be like this woman. Take the kingdom of God, which is like living, which the woman took. The Greek word is lambano. It's an active taking the thing and actively hiding it in all aspects of your life. Hiding it in the three dimensions of this earthly kingdom. Jews, Gentiles, the church of God. God bless you. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.